everybody be shocked when you do something, or with me, everybody's like, I mean, that guy's crazy. He'd do anything. Anything can happen. He's so crazy. Anything can happen. So what's best? What would you rather have?
I mean, if you can get a little bit of both, I think that's like the perfect medium.
Nobody, they're just like, I mean, he's crazy. Of course, yeah, no, he's nuts.
But you've been nuts since you were 13. Like you started early. Welcome to episode 11 of the New Baby Who Dis podcast. Today is May 16th. It is a beautiful sunny day here in North Vancouver. My name is Paul Stokes, and I am joined by Anthony Beirutti.
What's shaking, bacon?
How is your Sunday going?
It's been good. It's been good. Eli decided to sleep a little bit today, which is nice. We got a little sleep in. We're doing a pool later. Everything's good, man.
Come on. You're doing a pool later.
I'm going to the pool, yeah. It's 5 o'clock, just before dinner.
Where? Which pool? Okay, hold on. What? Are you going inside, outside?
Inside, yeah.
Is it like swimming lessons?
No, I just take them. I dunk them a little bit. Throw them in the air.
Which pool?
We'll go to Hollybrook.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I have the most expensive membership there is to have because I go about 3 times a year, so my dues are quite substantial.
I think that you're going to be going more with Eli.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll probably be using it more.
Has your kid been in a pool?
No. Lex's friend has a pool, and I think she was at one point going to go there. She hasn't yet, but for sure in the next month. Obviously, when the weather gets a bit better. But she started taking Bailey to music class, which is basically you go to a place and all sit around in a circle, and it's kind of just like play with stuff. But
really? Yeah.
So she goes, she thought it was...
I like that idea. How many people at this class?
She said 12, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was crazy.
And they're all the same age, roughly?
She said Bailey was... pretty young. I think she was one of the youngest girls there. But there was a girl from her, because she did yoga. She did pregnant yoga.
Okay.
So,
good call, by the
way. Oh, yeah. I mean, she said it was great. And then you can continue into the next, like, the girl that the teacher's like, you're pregnant yoga, and then I do baby yoga. So once you have the baby, you can bring, and then you guys all do yoga. Great idea.
It's funny. I was walking Eli, well, I was holding Eli under the arm. And we were coming back, and I had like stuff in my hand, and this mom was kind of laughing at me. She had her kid, and she was walking, and she's like, "They get heavy, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, and "I'm like, you know, what's the deal?" And she's like, "You know, we would just going off to class or whatever." And I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "I'm lifting them because my wife got pregnant, and I put on the weight." I said, she's skinny again. I'm somehow bigger. I don't know what happened.
You got to start bench pressing Eli. It's like, here you go. Let's go.
No, I mean, I'm stronger for sure. There's no question I'm stronger.
100%.
I'm just.
I mean, the car seat in and out of the car. If you're not getting stronger, then something's wrong.
I mean, I carry him around all over the place. If he starts complaining, I got to carry. So it is what it is.
Have you done over the shoulders yet?
All the time.
Yeah. No, I meant like he's sitting like this.
I mean, if you want to see like people lose their minds about your kid, you do that move, and they're just so happy to see the kid.
Right.
And then our in-laws got us a car for him.
Okay, I think I came across this online or something. Oh, yeah, no, we talked about it yesterday. To you, our mutual friend, or not mutual friend, but Lax's friend Dino. Anyways, continue.
He goes, "Can I take a picture of your kid?" I said, "Yeah, go for it, buddy." So we have a little walkway right by our house. So there's a bunch of people there. It's always busy. So we put Eli in the car, and then I control it by remote. The whole thing. So
wow.
He's strapped in, but the remote controls it. So like. Listen, when I was a kid, I didn't even have Hot Wheels, let alone an actual car. So let's not play games here. This is ridiculous. Okay. So now
you're putting a statement out there that you're agreeing it's ridiculous.
Outrageous. The whole thing's outrageous. But we got like a couple of them now. So anyway, so he's in the car. I'm doing it, and people are losing their minds. The people on the patio at Joey's stop eating, and they're looking at the kid. They're laughing their heads off. The people on the pier, everyone stops. It's like I got like people everywhere looking. We start doing laughs. People are losing their minds. I'm not the best driver at this thing, which my wife will tell you is probably in real life. It's the same thing too, but I think I'm a pretty good driver. One of our old buddies, Evan Turner, he called me a terrible driver about 15 years ago. I haven't forgotten it. Evan, I remember.
I remember you being livid.
Well, because he was a terrible driver. Okay, so like...
The situation was you come. I think there was like a red light. Or maybe this was even me too. Or was it the red light and then you went past the car and then right in front of a semi and it was just like... It was an intense 15 minutes. Or 15 seconds.
5 seconds, whatever. I mean, realistically, I don't recall what it is that you're referring to. All right, so we'll start there. However, it is what it is, and I'm doing just fine, and we're going to be all right.
Yep.
That's number one.
You're not holding a grudge at all.
Not at all. So, anyway, we're going swimming. And are you planning on having your kid, like, do swimming all the time, or like, are we gonna make her a swimmer, or is it just like you should have a general idea how to do it, but we don't really care what happens?
No, 100%. I think going into swimming lessons, I think knowing how to swim, and also if you get yourself in a situation where you need to know how to swim, mm-hmm. is a huge lesson, and I believe everyone should learn it. I would love, I mean, as well as hanging out with other kids and like the whole like being around other people. For sure she's going into swimming lessons. I don't know what it's like. When we were kids, it was like colors, right? It was like green, blue, right? And then if you're did you take swimming lessons?
Yeah. I was actually a certified lifeguard. Nobody believes the story, but it's true. I was a certified lifeguard. I never like actually took a shift, but I had my certification.
Come on. What did you for fun do it online?
Yeah, online. When I was 7, that was a thing for sure. We definitely did it online.
Okay, hold on. You're not becoming a certified lifeguard when you're 7 either.
Online was not a thing when we were growing up. Stop pretending like we're like hip and cool. Okay, there was no online. All right, online came in like 8 months ago. Okay, so
what the fuck are you talking about? We were on ICQ and MSN when we were 14.
That's called texting now. Okay, so that used to be a really big deal. Now it's called texting.
It's still online. So, it's still online.
It was then. It's not now. Now it's just. But anyway, I took the courses, did it all. It was good. It was fun. You know, whatever.
So you're a lifeguard. So you're saying, I think, what age are you going to start, like, getting him to swim?
You know, I haven't looked in all the ages and stuff, but he's gonna be swimming today. So I'm going to drop him. Boom.
You're going to dunk the head?
Yeah, always. Yeah, you got to dunk the head.
Does he get scared, or what does he do?
Pretty doesn't like it, but that's okay. He doesn't enjoy it.
Is it like a drop and then up?
So you're supposed to like blow in their face so that they go. And then...
Wow. Where'd you learn that?
One of the guys at the pool told me.
Are you going with other people, or are you going by yourself?
No, we just go by ourselves.
What's the protocol for COVID up there for going into the pool?
It's silly. I mean, like, you got to wear a mask to the pool.
No.
Then you got to take your mask just before you get into the water. And then when you're in the hot tub, you're wearing a mask.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are. Even if you're by yourself.
Okay, you got to take a picture. You got to take a picture.
I don't think you're allowed to take pictures in the pool area. I think that's probably
true. Okay, perfect. You're doing that.
You just had a big moment happen for you. You just
I did have a big moment. It was a really big moment.
I told Paul Stokes when he was 15 years old that he would build a business, and then he would sell it and have a decent amount of money from it. You know, I would think he would not really be like, okay, yeah, that's gonna happen for sure.
Not a chance. I mean, my whole life, people, you wouldn't expect that, right? Anything I do is just people are shocked, but. I think the moral of the story.
I don't know what's better. Everybody be shocked when you do something, or with me, everybody's like, I mean, that guy's crazy. He'd do anything. He'd do anything. Anything can happen. He's so crazy. Anything can happen. So what would you rather have?
I mean, if you can get a little bit of both, I think that's like the perfect right. medium.
They're just like, yeah, no. I mean, he's crazy. Of course, yeah, no, he's nuts. Anything.
But you've been nuts since you were 13. Like you started early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me, I'm kind of like the black ace. You never know, like, when he's going to pop up and just be like, holy fuck, he did that?
I mean, I'd love to be referred to as the black ace. That'd be cool.
That'd be dope. Imagine your nickname was Black Ace.
Well, Ace of Spades used to be my cousin's limousine company. It's called Ace of Spades.
Really? Before Boss?
Before Boss, yeah.
What happened? Did they get sued?
It's a long story. But anyway, somebody else is Ace of Spades now, and he's Boss.
And I have anxiety in the sense of being like, what to do next, but also like I want to hang out. Like for 7 years I've had to look at my phone every day and like run a business, you know what I mean? And that feeling now where it's like I don't have to do anything. Like Saturday, like me and Lex, it's great. It was like we can make plans, we can do this, and it's just one of those, it's just a weird feeling. I don't think I've fully understood it, and I don't think I'm fully there, but I'm happy that it happened, and on to the next one.
So you want Bailey to be a business owner? You want her to do her own thing? What are your thoughts on that?
100%. 100%. I mean, I've told it to so many people that my favorite slogan is Nike, just do it.
Just do it, baby.
Because I was talking to someone yesterday. It's everyone's scared to fail.
It's hard though, man. I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard out here.
But 100% is hard. But if it was easy, then there'd be a million businesses. Like nobody said it's gonna be easy. It's great. It's overwhelming, and it's kind of crazy to think that it's, you know, all done now. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's just like, it was recently your kid turned one and you celebrated a one birthday because of COVID with just your family. I saw your social media post, like you guys went off.
Well, not you guys. I mean, Preet did a phenomenal job. She took the table from the living room. She covered it. Well, everything's from the dollar store. So we go to the dollar store. Preet loves the dollar store. You go to the dollar store, you can get anything you want at the dollar store. So she goes to the dollar store, got a nice cover for the table.
Yeah.
So we'll have a table in the corner, and then we're going to decorate the wall. Mm-hmm. So she got the decoration stuff. She put Eli on it. It looked beautiful. Happy birthday. She got some streamers, some balloons. We bought a balloon machine on Amazon. $20 on Amazon, like $7 million at Michael's. And
is it like a helium balloon machine?
No, you can get those though, by the way.
Love helium.
You can get those. They're not even that expensive, but no, we did not get helium. We don't need any helium in the house right now. So then we get it. Pre put together a very nice thing there.
Very nice.
Tried to do a cake smash. He would take some of the cake, he'd eat it, and then he'd take some more and he'd offer it. Hey, would you like some cake? He likes to share. And
you tried to do a cake smash, or like you destroy it?
Yeah, like we set him up. It was ready to go. Cake smash time, let's go. And he's just like,
cake smash time, let's go. Just be ready. Come on, come on.
And he wasn't having any of it, which is fine. You know, and it was a great time. You know, we had a good time. We went to go see the grandparents. Grandparents are having a, you know, the time of their lives right now. They're loving it. And yeah, it's been great.
I mean, that's pretty dope. It looked really amazing.
It was like a great time. I mean, everybody wants to have a big party, but obviously COVID, you can't have a party. Mm-hmm. So we're going to wait a couple months. She still wants to do it even in a couple months if they let us do it.
Nice.
I don't know. I think we did well. I think it's time to move on, but I'm okay with a party anyway, so I don't have no problem. It's
party time. Love a party. You're the biggest party animal I know.
Yeah, that's what they call me. That's my middle name. Anthony Party Time.
You can't keep the booze out of you.
Can't give them out. No, I mean, listen, I never partied my whole life. I never really went to parties. But, you know, I think eating cake is good. I like cake. I've eaten my fair share of cake. I think getting people together, especially after COVID, would be good.
Yeah. See the kid. Celebrate the kid. You have a kid. You've had a kid for a year.
Yeah, it's great, man. Time flies.
Can you give me one or two highlights? Or is that two on the spot?
I mean, honestly, it's all a highlight. Unless it's 5:30 in the morning and he feels like it's time to have a party.
Right.
You know?
Is he speaking yet?
What?
Is he speaking?
He says mama, and then we're pretty sure we got him saying dada.
Yes.
And then we're pretty sure he said I did it.
Why would he say that?
You did it. And then he went, ah! Which could be I did it. I don't know. It could be.
Right. That's a good word to have.
Mama all the time.
He says mama?
Yeah, we have both. We have the mama book from Jimmy Fallon and we have the dada book from Jimmy Fallon. One of them probably gets read 74 times more than the other one.
Shocker.
But, you know, it is what it is.
You should hide the mama book.
Sorry, the damage has been done. There's nothing we can do about it.
That's fair enough. Dada will be coming around pretty soon here. It's taller. I was going to say, are you talking about number two?
We got hit by a car just before she, or right after she had the baby, in her. She got hit by a car, so her hip's still not fixed yet. So, I mean, she
really?
Had a tough because, again, the problems with our healthcare system. It's taken a year to get all the stuff that we need, and, you know, nobody really thought there was anything wrong. And I'm like, there's something wrong. Clearly, there's something wrong. She can't walk properly.
Yeah.
And so we got to get that fixed before, you know, so she can walk around properly. I mean, that's important. You can't have her not walking around properly. No, I mean, listen, yeah, I think she, you know, want a little space in between, kind of enjoy this one. He's pretty cool, so we like him. Honestly, he doesn't really cause any problems unless it's like, dude, just like we could be 100% with you here if you just wake up at 6 or 7 o'clock. Just give us another 40 minutes, like. Like, what are you doing?
What time is he going to bed?
He goes to bed at like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
And is he sleeping in his own room yet?
No, he has his own crib beside our bed. He doesn't sleep in the bed, but he sleeps in his own crib. We got a crib for him.
Yeah, exactly. But he's not in his own bed.
And then he slept till 7. So great day. Dad looks a little fresh.
You look so fresh.
Mom looks good. Everything's good. Yesterday, 5:30 in the morning, I'm not going back. I ain't going back. I ain't never going back.
Who wakes him up? Are you first or is it feed first?
What?
No, but he wakes up. You said he woke up 5:30.
Rule number one of parenting, never wake a sleeping baby.
I'm getting in trouble because of that right now. Lex is like, you waking up Bailey and when she's sleeping. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I just want to talk to her.
No. It's irresponsible what you're doing.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm learning.
You got to have a noise machine so that you can do stuff. So we have a noise thing going. But we always slept with a noise machine anyway. But so it's not that hard for us. But you have to have a noise machine, in my opinion. Because if you have a noise machine, then when you get up to go to the bathroom or when you're ready to get up, if they're still sleeping, they can't hear you get up, which I think is important.
100%. I mean, I didn't know you had a noise machine before the baby.
Yeah, Preach always slept with the noise.
Wow.
It actually helps you sleep, for real. It's a solid, and you just get it, and it's good. I like it.
So you've always had it since you've been with Preet?
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. What are you doing with the extra clothes? When you're done with the clothes, what are you doing with them?
I don't know if we've – I guess, no, yeah, we just donate them.
Who do you donate them to?
We have a bin. In the alleyway that goes like to Salvation Army or something.
Oh, you guys just, so like legit donate, you don't give them to somebody else, just you donate them.
No, we don't have anyone that's having a baby. I think we've only.
So like, he's got these shoes, right? Like, you know, Eli's got these nice shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're too nice to just throw them out, right? Like, I'm not just.
100%.
So what are we just going to keep a collection of 1,000 shoes? What are we doing? I don't know the right answer.
No, I mean, I would say give them to me, but but I don't know. I don't know.
I have a good idea. I have a very good idea. I think this is proven and tested true. You should just give them to me, and then I will solve the problem for you.
Just pass them over to me. They'll be gone, and I'll come pick them up, and then I'll just – I mean, I think Bailey would look cute as hell in those shoes.
Oh, totally. Now, let me ask this question. We had Alex Bileski on.
Yeah. Great. Yeah,
I thought he was great. And I think he takes a pretty cool approach to parenting. He's pretty chill. He's pretty relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
But gets it done. And it's kind of funny seeing the difference between him today as like a grown-up as opposed to the guy who got married at his wedding.
Nuts.
Like he was he was a little over the top at the wedding, but now he's like mature adult raising children.
Eight years in.
He's also like a, I don't want to butter it up a little bit, but I think he's a good role model for a dad. He's done a good job. His kids are pretty chill. You know, he's got three of them. They have a good life balance, seems like.
I think 100%. The good thing, I think
I don't know if anyone has ever called him a role model, but I just did.
Now we did, yeah. He's going to listen to this and be like, thanks, Anthony. But I like that you said that because he's always been that way, though. Like, he's always been honest but respectful. I think that's what's so great about him. And if you can skate along that line.
From his heritage, right? His culture is about respect, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you respect your elders, you respect the people around you. It's a big respect thing, right? In the Middle East, you know, where he's from, you got to have that. If you don't have it, it doesn't usually go very well for you, right? And so it translates. There's some good qualities there.
100%. And for us to see it as well, because we saw him obviously with before kids, and now the way he just approaches his, like, he loves his kids so much. And that's another great thing to see and hear. And he just talks about it. He's just like, you know, she's my little sweetheart in this. And like seeing him say that when before we would see him say other things. And it's like, you just grow into this becoming a dad and like having a kid. And yeah, it was great. We're probably going to head up there next Friday to Coltis.
Oh, nice.
To hang out for the day. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that will be fun. So that might actually be the first water experience with Bailey.
Oh, there you go.
Put her in the lake.
A little dip.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
All right, let's wrap this up. We're done.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.